when we working with the amnesic patients, one in particular that started off this enterprise was a patient very like the ones that they're working with in Montreal, because this was a patient who'd had a temporal lobectomy. And it was a disaster in that she became gravely amnesic. And in trying to study her memory, it's very difficult to study memory in a person who hasn't got any. So I wondered if by using what are termed the Golem figures, he devised them, which are sets of drawings of common objects. The first one is a very sketchy representation, and then it gets more and more complete until you have a perfectly good representation. And I wondered if one could use this as a memory test to, if you like, try and pick up the dregs of memory in someone whose memory was very bad. Here we have a fragmented drawing of an object, and I want you to have a good look at it and see if you can recognize it. Okay, the next picture is more complete. Perhaps you can recognize it now. Yeah. And here we have the complete version. Yes, you're quite right, that's a pram. Here's another of these incomplete drawings. I want to see if you can recognize this one. Okay, here it is. It's more complete now. You recognize it? And there we are. There's the complete drawing. Now, I'm going to take these away for a moment or two, and then I'm going to show you them again. Here we are. Do you know what that is now? Good. You're quite right. Yes, it was a pram. Here we are. Here's the next one. Do you know what that is now? Yes, you're quite right. Well done. She showed good retention of these very sketchily drawn pictures, which she couldn't recognise the first time. And she showed very clear, dramatically good learning curves using this material. So it wasn't that I was picking up the dregs of memory. I was by accident, had found a task in which amnesics appeared to have a normal memory, given you accept that that is a test of memory. And this, of course, is we ourselves explored this by using other techniques to, if you like, to trigger a memory. We used what we called then cued recall, what is now called stem completion. We gave a patient some words to learn, and then we showed them the first three letters, and lo and behold, they could retrieve the word at a normal level using this technique. But if you gave them two words and said, which of these two words have you seen before, they wouldn't know. So here we had further evidence for a qualitatively different type of memory, which is now, I think, gone into the literature as being the difference between implicit and explicit memory. I regret I didn't coin those two phrases myself. So if we think about the studies of amnesia, when we were able to show these effects with cued recall and indeed picture recall, which now termed evidence of implicit memory, it was already known that amnesics had normal procedural learning, insofar as Brenda Milner had already described her famous patient H.M., who could do a motor learning task quite normally. So there are a number of aspects of more sort of automatic skills and habits that are intact in amnesic patients, and the actual, neural underpinning of these skills is, I would say, not very well understood, but it is undoubtedly a very clear distinction in amnesics that there are these various aspects of more sort of automatic behaviours that are intact, and it's when they have to recall or consciously recall events or from their own lives or from other people's lives that they are at a loss.